North Dakota's economy is on fire, thanks to developments in technology that allow oil extraction from shale formations deep below the surface. The process to extract that oil, known as hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is the source of the economic boom for states on top of these deposits. Now, that prosperity is trickling down to the rest of the country.
Fracking is the miracle that has brought down gasoline prices.
Phil Flynn, a senior market analyst with the Price Futures Group, says the rise in the number of wells and developing and expanding the system to refine and transport shale oil are a game changer for U.S. energy independence.
The quality of the oil produces more gasoline than your traditional barrel of oil, and refiners in the U.S. are rising to the occasion to take advantage of this.
Austin Goolsbee, a professor of economics at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, says while production of oil and natural gas is dramatically higher in the United States, there is a downside.
There is one issue. The cost of production in North America tends to be higher than in the cheapest places to produce, like Saudi Arabia.
And Saudi Arabia knows this, which is why, according to Phil Flynn, OPEC, or the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, of which Saudi Arabia is a leading member, has so far declined to curb production to maintain high market share.
They're trying to put the shale gas revolution on hold. You know, they're trying to flood the market with oil and drive prices even lower in the hopes that the frackers will stop fracking.
On average, I'd say probably once you start getting below a sustained $75 a barrel for oil, there will be a lot of domestic producers in the U.S. who say, we can't live at that kind of sustained price. If the price went to $65 a barrel and stayed there for several years, a lot of guys will go out of business.
Goolsbee says there are several other factors contributing to lower gas prices, including the increase in the number of fuel-efficient vehicles on the road and less demand from major consumers.
Some of the biggest users of energy, like China, have slowed down. Their growth rate has slowed down pretty substantially. So there's been less demand.
Which is part of the reason Phil Flynn with the Price Futures Group sees lower gas prices here to stay.
You know, the combination of more fuel efficiency and more oil production, more refining capacity, means lower gasoline prices for a long period of time.
The American Automobile Association, or AAA, says the current average cost of gasoline in the U.S. is $2.85 a gallon. Welcome news to motorists gearing up for long drives during the Thanksgiving holiday. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.